Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Nice job, everybody. Ryan Pressly's going to be joining us here on the show in a little bit. Maybe I'll play this for him. This little soundbite. We've got a soundbite from A.J. Pierzynski and see what Ryan Pressly thinks about it. And it's actually not flattering for our Houston Astros, if you want to know the truth. Not very flattering for our Houston Astros. But we had an incident in the Yankees booth yesterday. So is RJ in there? Yeah. RJ, can you play John Sterling? John Sterling is the Yankees announcer. And John Sterling's up there a little bit in age.
Well, he's been screwing up some home run calls.
Yes, he's been. He's a little bit. He's showing his age a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's also. I think him screwing up the home runs is an indicator of him not being able to track a ball real well.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't track this ball real well either. Here is the call yesterday. Of John Sterling in the booth. Here's his call on this foul ball.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far. You know, that foul ball actually hit me. It kind of glanced off my forehead. So I took one for the team.
Okay, John. My star of the game is Kyle Higashioka, who wants to know if you're all right. Are you okay, John?
Yes.
Okay,
I am okay. Just a glancing blow.
Just a glancing blow.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Can
Ow.
You imagine having to listen to the Yankees broadcast with that, that duo?
I mean, that's...
Susie Waldman, too?
The only thing I ever... Roger's in the house!
Everybody!
Roger!
He's in the box! Roger's in the box!
That's the only thing I can ever... Every time she opens her mouth, every time I hear her, Roger's in the box! He's in George's box!
Yeah, that was... getting hit by... Did that ever happen to Milo?
I don't know that.
Milo Hamilton?
I don't know that that ever happened to Milo. It wouldn't happen to Marley. Milo. So I've got something that sound for you. It's in the 8:15. We're gonna have to play this as well. The Astros lost to the White Sox.
Yeah,
in
I know.
Four games, but it was four games. They got swept. It decided by six runs. They only beat the Astros by six runs in that series.
Mm-hmm. Guardians.
The what?
Guardians are also a problem.
No, I'm talking about the White Sox in the 2005 World Series.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about, because I was about to say, well, wait, they won, but they also didn't get, no, they got, yeah, they six runs, 5-1. Oh, I thought you, when you said six runs, I was thinking, wait a minute, the Guardians series, they just got beat by 6-7.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know they lost then. Why are we going back to that series?
Well, because... Well, A.J. Pierzynski is a... he's a,
Oh, A.J. Pierzynski.
Yeah, A.J. Yeah. Pierzynski is...
He's a real... A.J. Pierzynski has been one of the more hated... He is an irritant. And not in a... And not like in a... You know what he is? He was the Patrick Beverley of baseball. Where he wasn't like Draymond Green good, where Draymond still had a lot of success. And he was more Pat Beverley. Fighting catchers. Yeah. I mean... Or fighting players at the plate. It was a catcher-on-catcher violence. Pierzynski always had something to say, too. A.J. Pierzynski. Now that he's an announcer, I don't know. he may be fine now.
Well, I don't know if he's an irritant. He's like the Scott Service of players. Scott Service continues to instigate stuff as a manager, especially with the Astros for whatever reason. AJ Pruszynski was an irritant. You're right. That's exactly what AJ Pruszynski was. AJ Pruszynski, no, you don't have it? The computer's messing up. Okay. So AJ Pruszynski says this. I'll say it without AJ. He said Mark Burley pitched drunk in the World Series.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe he outed Mark Burley like that.
Well,
Burley must not care, I guess.
Well, I don't know. But here's the deal is Burley wasn't starting. Burley came in as a reliever.
Yeah.
What Pruszynski said was, I guess this is a different world. I mean, that's 2005, right? It was the 2005 World Series, the Astros.
What's a different world?
You're not I guess 20 years ago, guys. He says,
no, it was 18 years ago, 19 years. You're not supposed to be drunk during a game. What do you mean a different world?
Well, he said when starting pitchers weren't pitching that day,
yeah,
they're not getting in the game. So you know what they're doing? They're drinking.
Yeah, but in the World Series, you could be coming in at any time.
And that's actually what happened.
Yeah.
And he said Mark Burley, and there was a video of him, and you see Mark Burley, he got the save in the game.
I never thought about that, but they could be sitting there with a Yeti now. I don't know what it would be back then. It would just be, you know, whatever cup. But I guess they could be drinking out of a water bottle, drinking their vodka sodas or whatever they're drinking. Their bourbon and Cokes.
Yeah.
They could be doing that, I guess. I never even thought about that potentially being a thing.
Well, I didn't either. I didn't know the guys. I did know this.
J.P. France today, if he wanted to. He's not getting in the game. He knows for a fact he's not getting in the game today.
They're not playing today, so yeah.
Well,
you're right, tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not going to get in that game. Unless it goes 24 innings.
And actually, AJ, do you have the sound yet? No, the computer's not working.
Something's not working here, John.
That's unbelievable. No, RJ, you're not getting away with this because we've never had any equipment that hasn't worked for us. So that's just too unbelievable. He says, you know what? You know, I did know that, like, all guys played a lot of golf when they weren't pitching, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that Braves staff, they played golf every time they're not pitching.
You knew that.
They were on the road. They were playing golf. I didn't know that guys were sitting there drinking during the game. I love that. If you're not pitching, why can't I? AJ said, what are you going to do for 4 hours?
Well, not in the postseason.
In the World Series.
Yeah.
The World Series, Mark Burley was drunk and
was
got
he buzzing or drunk? Was he like relaxed?
He said full on drunk.
Full on drunk, you can't make a play.
Okay. And the bad thing is, the Astros couldn't hit him.
Remember that lineup?
You got it? Here's AJ Pruszynski.
Starting pitchers, they used to drink during the game.
Yeah.
It wasn't like one dude. I remember, 2005 White Sox. I mean, Mark Burley pitched in the World Series drunk. Came in and got a save. He was drunk. Like, he was full drunk.
Start days, guys were drinking?
No, not on start days.
Just
no.
Clarifying for everybody.
Yeah, not on start days. But on you would see a guy in the dugout. They'd have a cup. And there was usually an adult beverage in it. Mm-hmm. They were starting pitchers. They had no chance in the American League to get in the game. So they were like, what else are you going to do for 4 hours sitting there?
I love that. I had no idea. Now, I
never thought about that.
No, why not?
Third string quarterbacks could get drunk.
No, because they might get in the game.
Third string.
They might get in the game.
Highly unlikely.
But highly unlikely, but it could happen. Starting pitchers, there's no chance they're getting in.
Yeah.
Especially if you just pitched yesterday. If you just pitched yesterday, there's zero chance you're getting
in. Unless the game goes 28 innings.
You're still not getting in. All Dusty's going to do is throw Seth Martinez for 88 for 12 innings.
Well,
that's all he's going to do.
It'll be over quick then.
Well, it was over.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, in the fourth inning.
I would say there's got to be some guys. Well, I guess everybody in football because it's an injury-based sport. In basketball, like, Boban could have had a lot of drinks for the Rockets. When he played for the Rockets, you know Boban still has commercials where he's in Rocket stuff.
Yeah,
he has so many, way more commercials than Jalen Green.
Oh, yeah. Well, Boban is beloved. Yes.
Yeah.
He reaches for stuff on the top shelf. He's got coasters on his table.
But it's more than just the Allstate. It's more than just Allstate. It's a lot of different stuff with Boban.
Boban is very marketable.
Yeah. But Boban could have been drinking. Let me see. Who else could have been drinking?
There's a lot of guys that could be drinking for the Rockets. I mean,
well, no,
what
even
the hell?
Deshaun Nix gets in a game.
Well,
who doesn't get in games? That's who can drink.
Not
playing like you've been drinking.
Who is Willie Cauley-Stein?
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Willie
Cauley-Stein could have been drunk every game. We don't know.
Yeah.
He could have. Oh, why not? He ain't getting in. The homeless guy. Yeah, he wasn't getting in.
Yainer Diaz could usually be drinking. He's not getting in.
He's not getting in. Dusty ain't putting him in.
Yainer hasn't been as hot since we were clamoring for Yainer.
Oh, my God, yeah.
His two-game stretch.
I read a thing. AJ could hit a little bit. AJ wasn't bad as a hitter.
No, he wasn't a bad player.
He wasn't a bad hitter. I read a thing where the Astros went, oh, well, what about Yasmani Grandal coming to the Astros? Like, what? What? Why would you want another no-hitting catcher? Why would you want that? He's good at framing pitchers. Stop.
No. Now you're just saying random people. They've got three catchers.
No, I read this morning. Somebody's saying, yeah, they're looking for guys that possibilities, hitters that go, you know, fielding, guys in the field that could possibly come here. No. No, thank you. We've seen that act. Yes, Monty Grant. He's terrible. We've got a catcher that can't hit. We don't need that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's fine.
Got the save while drunk? Big deal. Signed Doc Ellis. Yeah.
Yeah.
He pitched on acid.
Pitched a no-hitter on acid.
On acid.
Yeah.
814 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you would like
David
to get
Cully
in here with
wasn't
us.
Wasn't drinking, but he could have been.
If he wanted like he to. Was. Sounded like it was. You know what you do when you're drinking?
You know who had milk during games? Jack Easterby.
Yeah, and Giff Nielsen.
Yep.
Giff Nielsen.
Milk drinkers.
No, milk drinkers. You know, when you're drinking, a lot of times you like to put in a dip. Well, if you like to put in a dip while you're drinking, then chances are you got stuff all over you. It's gross. You're actually like hurting your jaw. You're hurting your lip. You're putting it between your cheek and gum. You're risking that your cheek. You're risking your health when you do that. Okay, tobacco, nicotine, not great. I don't know if you heard, tobacco and nicotine, not great. Well, I've got an alternative: hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, and that's Artisan Grange. That is the Canstead and the Dew Blend. And when you go to the website, you're going to see they've got wonderful packages. It's packaged beautifully. You get five canisters. They will send it to you. You try it. You get whatever flavor that you like. If you like the tobacco flavor, they've got that tobacco flavor. They've got dark fried. They've got citrus. They've got mint, ice mint. They've got everything you could possibly want. And you get that, and instead of dipping in the tobacco in it, you wean yourself off of that, and you still get the sensation, and yet you don't have the harmful stuff that's happening when you're dipping nicotine. So if you're trying to get off, trying to wean yourself, this is the best way to do it. Go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and so is your wife.
When I buy my wife, hang like slave of wizard.
So get this. During that last break, these guys finally buried the hatchet over that whole Gwyneth Paltrow debacle. With some gentle nudging from Lance, John finally lit her scented candle, and it turns out he likes it. Go figure. It's John Granato and Lance Zierlein mending fences in the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Wow, I just learned this morning. The first... I don't think this is real. Coors Light popsicles? Coors Light flavored popsicles? Is that real? Probably real. It probably is real. Gosh, that would be so awesome. When I was a kid, having Coors Light popsicles, that would be totally, totally sweet. So, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers was asking a question about what's it been like with Zach Wilson? You remember Zach Wilson famously said, "I'm going to make his life a living hell every day." He goes, "Well, he hasn't made my life a living hell so far." So. <You're right. laughs> Rodgers is such a creep.
It's so funny though. That is a good one. That's a good one. You got to give him a little bit of credit there, don't you? 703-780-3776. Anything that you saw this weekend that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that. 703-780-3776. Great. Just a bad weekend for the Astros. Bad week. 2-5 on the road trip.
Yeah.
I lost 3 out of 4 in Toronto.
You lost 6 of your last 8.
Yeah.
It's not great. And your offense has gone MIA. And your pitching's gotten a little spotty, too. Christian Javier had some issues. You know, Fromber is having some issues finding his zone consistently the other day. Just had that one inning. He was actually okay other than that. And then you had, you know, your bullpen's been getting touched up a little bit here and there, which has made it harder to have those, you know, to hang on to wins or to come back because you've had issues with this pitcher or that pitcher, getting touched up in the last 3 innings. And then, of course, the bats have just been silent. You just have not been scoring enough runs. When you have, you've scored them in bunches. You know, you had the extra inning game where you scored 9. You had the other one where you wore out Toronto. But other than that, and then you had a 6-4 win, which is fine. You put some offense together there. You have had some home runs. It just seems like stringing together runs has been difficult. Stringing together hits and being able to just create a big inning through – just stringing hits together has just not been something the Astros have done very well this year.
Man, I don't remember. Yeah, listen, other teams have gone through this. The Astros haven't. All of these injuries. And Dream Shake's like, I can't believe John, the one who freaks out about certain losses, is the one that's telling everybody to calm down. Well, listen, I just caught me so – that people were saying that Friday night game was embarrassing because they made an error here or there or something. I never saw a team try harder. That had playoff intensity. That was just – they came back time and again, and so did the Guardians come back, and it was just a fun game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 1 out of 162. You played you just played your heart out. And for somebody to say embarrassing, that's embarrassing. That's really embarrassing. And for the fan base to freak out, listen, you don't have Yordan Alvarez. You don't have McCullers, Garcia, Urquidy, Altuve was out most of the year. Brantley. I mean, are you kidding me? This is not what a wasted season.
Yeah, but
season.
You can't keep saying McCullers and Brantley. You won a World Series without Brantley, and McCullers was out for a whole year. Like you've learned how to win without McCullers.
Well, no, you've learned how to win, but not. I mean. And Garcia,
I would
and
say
Urquidy.
Those would be the two that I would point to. I don't think you can point to Lance.
Well, you
McCullers
came from McCullers to $17 million a year.
Here,
what are you talking
there,
about?
He's in, he's out, he's in and out. Garcia was a Garcia the last 2 years has been a standard. He's been a staple. Urquidy, although he was slow coming back during the COVID year, whenever he was like he was just missing forever. I assume he maybe had COVID and had a bad bout with it. But Urquidy, you know, has been a guy that's been around for a while. Urquidy hasn't spent a lot of time on the injured list. Garcia didn't spend any time on the injured list. It seemed like Garcia was always ready to roll. McCullers, they've had to learn to win without Lance McCullers. That shouldn't really be a problem. Brantley, that guy hadn't played baseball in a year. You should still be able to win. You know, you have to have Bregman. I mean, Bregman got off to his typical slow start, came back a little bit. You're right, Yordan. But, John, are we going to start to just talk about the fact that Yordan every year goes through different types of injuries that keep him out for a little while? Yordan's not a guy who – Yordan's going to have his issues too.
Well, I'm with Dusty on this one. Dusty said yesterday, dude's got big muscles. He's going to be – it's harder to heal. I mean, we talked about little Altuve's hands, right? That was easier to heal because he's little. Well, Yordan's going to be tougher to heal because he's that big, because he's bigger than everybody else. So, dude's muscles are going to be – it's going to take a while to heal. Listen, I don't mind Yordan missing a little bit here. I mean, that's going to happen. I'll take Yordan even at 140 games or 130 games. Is he a little injury prone? Yeah, we'll see. And it doesn't.
Long as it's not serious.
Well, no. I mean, well, he did have the two knee surgeries. That was serious, and he
missed the COVID year.
Yeah. But no, I'm going to take Jordan even with, you know what? That's going to happen with that big dude. He's going to have some aches and pains or whatever. He's going to swing so hard that he's going to, you know, he's going to have a muscle pulls. Oh, well, that's it. That's fine. I mean, I'm okay with Jordan. I mean, it's not like he's Will Fuller. He's not that. He was there, and you won a World Series in large part because of Jordan Alvarez.
No. You just, you know, Jordan has had multiple types of injuries. The oblique, the knees, the hands.
Yeah. No,
it's not like, so in one sense, it's bad because it's like, man, multiple things are already starting to go wrong. In another sense, it's good that it's not, we're not talking about soft tissue or a back that is the same issue or, you know, the Carlos Correa injury that apparently has teams terrified to give him a contract. So I don't know. I don't know what else to say with the Astros. I'm just waiting. You know, we can keep talking about it, but it's almost one of those things that once you win at a high level and you watch your teams win for so many years, I just have a hard time panicking with, like, I think that there's times where I see where it's not good enough and you know it's kind of a house of cards, but I don't think that's what this is with the Astros. I don't think this is a house of cards where they're desperately in need of this or that. I just think they need a healthy Jordan, a healthy Altuve playing together. They need Bregman to be, you know, one of his better versions. And then you just need to get Urquidy back. And then let's see what happens. Urquidy's going to come back. I don't even care about Michael Brantley. I don't, you know, if he comes back, great. If he doesn't come back, that's fine too. I don't see this as a team that's in dire need of something. I don't see this as a fraudulent team. I don't see this as a team that's, you know, it's just a matter of time before they're exposed. That's, I've had teams like that I felt that way about, but this isn't really one of them. So I'm not really in a panic mode right now. You're going to get Urquidy back. Now, I'll start to panic if I hear that Urquidy is having, you know, multiple setbacks and things like that. I'm assuming Lance McCullers won't pitch again. If he does, great. I'm just going to assume he won't pitch again this year. I know Garcia's back, but if you get Urquidy and you have Urquidy, Hunter Brown, and then your top two guys, that is going to be, let's face it, that's top, more than likely, that's definitely top eight, and it might even be top, you know, six for one through four when those pitchers are pitching at or near where they're capable of on just a regular basis.
Yeah.
Urquidy, Hunter Brown,
you're
Javier,
still good enough.
And
you're
Fromber,
still good enough. You're still
teams
good
would kill for that.
Yeah. No, you're still good enough. There's no question about that.
And then you stuff Altuve. You're right. We are spoiled. Altuve. If you've got Altuve, Pena, Bregman, Tucker, and Jordan, I mean, I don't care who everyone else is. You can win with that group of five.
Yeah. Well, no, and you got, you know, you're getting stuff from Jake, you're getting stuff from Chaz, you're getting stuff from Jokes, you're getting stuff from. I'm not everybody freaking out about this team. I mean, goodness gracious, nobody wants to go through the tough times at all. It's like everybody's so spoiled with this baseball team.
Yeah, but you made the huge mistake of saying that you loved that 10-9 loss, and it was one of the great losses in Houston history.
No.
And people were mad at you.
I don't think I said that. I said it was a fun game. I actually enjoyed that game. I was yelling at my television for the first time in a long time.
Really?
Yes. I was yelling at the TV. Come on! Yeah, you know, and, you know.
I haven't really yelled. Oh, I did when Maton gave up a couple runs and Abreu didn't get over on the plate on that throw by Alex Bregman. But that was because just gave up a couple runs. You still won 6-2.
Why you were yelling at your TV?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was yelling. You I don't were, know if okay. other Astros fans were.
Oh, yeah.
I was mad.
No. All right, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? You're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Anything that you want to talk about from the weekend, you come on in and hang out with us. I'm talking about Chastain Ford right now. I'm talking about the deals that you're getting there that you're just not getting at other places. I'm talking about them from your home, on the website, taking care of you. As soon as you go on the website, there's a little pop-up that says, hey, how can I help you? In any way, whatever you need, I'm there for you. And they're going to ask you all the questions that you need, like where do your payments have to be? Like what are you looking for? Let's go through all of the cars. you can go in or you can do it all online. There's a lot of dealerships that won't let you do it all online because they want to make sure that you're there so that they can upsell you, so that they can add on, so that they can, you know, oh, no, you're going to need this and you need that. And where a lot of times, you know, online, you know, you're just going to get what you want. Well, at Chastang Fort, doesn't matter if you're online or at the dealership, you're going to get what you want and you're going to get it at the price that you have to be at. And they're going to do this every single time. They're not going to mark up. They're not going to add on. They got great pre-owned vehicles. If they're gold certified, the interest rates are unbelievable right now. If you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck or whatever pre-owned vehicle on the lot of Chastang Ford, go to ChastangFord.com. You can do it all online, or you can get to the dealership at 610 at Homestead. Not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You've been enjoying ESPN 97.5. Time for you to tell a friend about this place.
What is this place?
Let's get back to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More importantly, let's get back to the guy who does all the actual heavy lifting on this show, RJ. Hang in there, brother. Everybody listening knows who's the real hero here. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's RJ and these two guys.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Ryan Pressley joining us in about a half hour here on the show. He is joining up with Veritex Bank, and they're trying to strike out illiteracy. So, yeah, he's going to throw strikeouts for financial literacy, actually. For every regular season strikeout Ryan Pressley pitches, Veritex Community Bank and Pressley will each donate $100 to Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas. Junior Achievement. He's striking out financial illiteracy. So good for them. All right. So let's go. Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas, their mission to help students develop foundational skills for financial wellness. It's kind of a big deal, knowing what to do with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's good. Good.
You know who probably needs to enroll in that? Zion Williamson.
Yeah, Zion probably does.
According to his ex-girlfriend, or I don't know how to. I don't know what
he gave her a lot of money, huh?
She said $107,000 a month allowance. This is how you go broke. When you are wondering how you go broke, $107,000 a month allowance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And she is a serial Instagrammer. She doesn't stop. She hasn't stopped since.
No, she's been like, on him. She had her heart broken here.
Yeah.
I don't know if she had her heart broken or if she's just like, she thought she was going to be the other one.
Well, plus that money, that went dry.
Yeah, this is probably more about the financials, because she eventually said a trap baby is going to potentially ruin her financials. What a time. I never remember talking about anything like this. Like, this is an actual conversation you have to have about a major player in a sport because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Oh, look, Zion's having a baby. That's the worst video he ever posted in his life. At first I thought it was bad because the video was so weak.
Cool.
And then I realized, no, what was worse is that it unleashed a porn star's fury against you. And she won't stop. And he even apparently she posted a screen text where he was like, can you just stop and delete these things? And like, you can't even reach out to her, because whatever you reach out to her and say is going right on social media. I don't know when and if she'll ever stop.
No.
She's going to run. People will eventually get tired of this, but this is like an entire story that now basketball has to follow.
Brutal. Talking about his weight, talking about the sex, talking about everything. She is brutal. Brutal.
Showing it, and people were making fun of him for giving her money. She was showing the wire transfers. Like, dude, what? You were wiring her money?
Are you? What the?
He looks like such a simp now.
Goodness gracious.
He's a guy who doesn't play because he doesn't feel like himself, is busy giving a porn star $107,000 a month allowance, or at least according to her. I mean, this is just like, boy, he is having a bad couple years. Zion Williamson is having a bad year, a bad 2 or 3 year run.
Something I wanted to bring up here. It's June, so there's a list, right?
Yeah.
And it would be awfully surprising. Ranking the 10 most team-friendly contracts in the NFL. Number one, the best, the most team-friendly contract in the NFL.
Are we going to do rookie contracts? Because if so, most of it's going to be like...
No, well, actually...
Like
most
Joe Burrow's contract right now.
It's not it. Well, okay. No. Actually, number one is Pat Mahomes.
Okay, so it's not like rookie deals, because that's not really fair.
No. And number two, Austin Eckler.
By the way, every agent, and he wants a new, and he's upset and won't show up, but every agent said that Mahomes' deal was not a good deal for Mahomes. They all said, because there was a huge number, but they said the construct of the deal was not a great deal for Mahomes.
No. Can you guess which Texan would make this list? It's not a rookie.
It's not going to be Tunsil.
No.
Let me see.
This is one I don't think you'll ever get if you want another trip.
I don't think I can. Dalton Schultz?
Nope.
Who?
Desmond King.
Okay.
He makes the top 10 in the league, apparently, according to this. Texans had a rough year.
He's a return man.
Yeah. Although Houston rated as the third worst defense, the veteran had a strong individual season, recording 89 tackles, 8 pass defenses, and a pair of interceptions in 17 games. He landed in Houston ahead of the 21 campaign. They also said, I think he had 10 tackles for loss, which I had no idea of. Apparently, he's in the last year of a $3.5 million final year, and he has actually played a bigger role than the contract would indicate. I don't think I would have bet I would have picked Desmond King, especially since the 2021 season that he had wasn't all that good. But last year, according to them, I guess I just missed it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just overlooked it because they were so poor.
He had some moments, but it's not like he's not replaceable.
89 tackles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're into the secondary a lot.
Yeah.
When you see, this is why tackle stats to me is a very tricky stat. Because defensive backs who have a lot of tackles is problematic on your defense. It means you are not stopping a run. Or you're allowing a lot of catches. Remember, somebody catches it in front of you and you tackle them, that's a tackle. That counts as a tackle. So if they gain 11 yards on you and you tackle them, that's a tackle.
Yeah.
That's not always great. But he's also a return man.
Well,
I think there's value for him that he can play in the slot. He can move around a little bit in the secondary. And then he also has he also has the ability to return kicks with a lot of success. He's a good return man. So, yeah, I could see that, I guess, to an extent, because when you look at the stats, you would say something like that. But at the same time, I think if the Texans moved on from him, it's not like it would be a killer.
No. Actually, you know what?
Who are some of the other team-friendly contracts?
Some of the other players of the team-friendly contracts. Hold on. Okay. Bud Dupree, Falcons, edge. Carl Granderson, edge for the Saints. Taylor Rapp, the safety for the Bills. Mike Evans, wide receiver for Tampa. Jermaine Elmunor, the offensive tackle for the Raiders. Geno Smith is a team-friendly contract with the production that he had at 3 years.
Elmunor got mad at me for my mock draft having the Raiders taking a tackle, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a tackle. He's what the? I'm like, dude, you could bump inside the guard. No tackles want to bump inside the guard because the money's a tackle.
Yeah.
He was not, he wasn't thrilled with me. I said, I don't dislike you. I just think that you could get a tackle and a guard. You strengthen right guard and then you got a tackle. He seemed to be okay with it after that. No, they didn't take I don't think they took a tackle. He was not happy with me saying tackle.
Frankie Louvu, the outside linebacker for the Panthers.
I forgot about that guy.
Mm.
Really?
Mean, you, I mean, it's not like you're watching a lot of Panther football.
No, no, no. But I wrote him up. But I'm surprised he's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
We don't know. He plays for the Panthers.
Wow.
We don't know.
I would not have guessed.
No
that.
One knows.
Yeah, I definitely would not have guessed that one.
PFF had him at 74.8 grade, which is good. Yeah, Geno Smith. They got listen at $25 million yeah. a year. If you get production out of your quarterback, production to get you into the playoffs,
that's a hard list to put together.
Yeah, it is a hard
list. It's a hard list to put together. You're basically looking at stats, and but Geno is by NFL standards. If he plays like he played last year, again this year, that actually is. I think that's a fair contract for a guy who's not going to be. More than likely won't be your quarterback the next 5 to 6 years. I don't think that'll be Geno. I think they'll always be looking to better deal Geno Smith. There was already talk about it, and you know, a lot of people were looking at putting a quarterback with the Seahawks. What I had heard is that they were going to wait until this next year, that they like this next year's quarterback class better. So we shall see. Although, you know, right now, Bryce Young in Houston, C.J. Stroud is getting one reps. Bryce Young, they said, we're going to wait as long as possible before we name a starter, but they say he looks pretty good. Tannehill's going to be the guy in Tennessee. Richardson is looking pretty good with the Colts. I know they think he's moving along, but if they don't think he's ready, they're not going to rush him. But if their offensive line plays better this year and they're running the football, they may be more willing to give Richardson snaps early on if they think. Now, you have Gardner Minshew there. He's solid. But if you can run the football and your offensive line's playing better, they might give Richardson starting reps earlier than even they expected, because I know they think he's smart and Steichen. Shane Steichen did wonders with Jalen Hurts. People forget, man. Eagles fans are like, this is it for Jalen Hurts, and then he's gone. And then he turns into had an MVP-caliber season and goes to the Super Bowl. All is forgotten. No one remembers that Jalen Hurts was potentially on the way out.
Yep.
And now he's... You know, one of the highest paid players in football. It took a year.
Yep.
It took one year to get him paid like that.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And anything you want to talk about, we're going to have Ryan Pressly joining us and Veritex Bank joining us here at the top of the hour to talk about this campaign that they're doing to obliterate financial illiteracy. Right now, though, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about Billy and Mary and the great people over at Aqueduct Plumbing, and we love them. We do. Lance and I both have used them, and I've sent other people to them, and they were amazed at what they did. A buddy of mine had a had a leak, and he called them, and they went to his house, and they solved it immediately. Another one, it was amazing. He said, you know, he thought he had a plumbing problem. They went there and they looked and they said, no, there's nothing here, sir. We're good. And he said, well, let me pay you. And he said, no charge. We didn't do anything. So that's all we did was look. But they used their time. Any other plumber, if you go to their house, they're going to charge you, period. They've got so much integrity and they got so much knowledge. They're just so good. Anytime you have an issue, no matter what it is, plumbing-wise, there is one place that you have to call. You have to call Aqueduct Plumbing, 281-488-6238.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company did something for me that was huge. They actually saved me from what was going to become an even bigger issue than it was. We noticed we had a little backup in the garbage disposal. It kept coming back up. And what they found was we did not have the pipes. They were not graded properly from a previous job that had been done from another company that kind of rushed it. And once they fixed it, it was a major, major difference. Listen, they find what the issue is. They get it fixed quickly. And all I can tell you is that Aqueduct Plumbing Company is trustworthy. And if that's not important enough for you with the plumber, I don't know what is. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the best morning show in the history of things that aren't morning shows. It's John and Lance. Make me proud, boys. Well, not that kind of proud, boys, but you know what I mean.
Welcome back. 850 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan Pressly going to be joining us top of the hour here to talk some Astros baseball and to talk about illiteracy, financial illiteracy. We got to stop that. And he and Veritex Bank So are given $100 for every strikeout. And right now, Ryan's got 29 strikeouts this season. He's had 100 strikeout season as a reliever. And normally it's 60 to 80 in there for him, somewhere in that neighborhood. So that's some nice money that he and Veritex Bank are going to be giving towards financial illiteracy. Hey, the ESPN 97.5 Summer Circuit continues this week, and we're hitting the road twice. Thursday, the Killer Bees and Wheelhouse will broadcast from City Center Plaza from 12 to 7. Then we'll be at East River 9 on Friday, starting with us, The Bench, broadcasting live all the way through the Wheelhouse. Come hang out, meet your favorite personalities, and win prizes all summer long on the ESPN 97.5 Summer Circuit. Where also you and I are going to be out at Houston Oaks on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a huge amateur, Texas State amateur, that's going on. And you and I are going to be broadcasting from there. Then I'm going to play in the Pro-Am. You going to play?
No, I got a bad shoulder.
You swung it over at you played 18 holes at T-Box.
I played Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Well, Houston Oaks, Pebble Beach, same thing.
Houston Oaks is where I put together our first John Lance golf tournament ever. They were a sponsor back then.
Oh, you should see
it now. It's a little ways out there now.
It's a little ways out there, but you should see it now. Houston Oaks, what they did to this place.
Yeah.
Where do you see it? You haven't been there in a while.
No, I haven't been there for years.
Oh, my goodness. It's a totally different place. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. It ain't what it used to be. Then it was Tenneco, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it used to be.
After Houston Oaks. Tenneco took control of it or whatever. Yeah, it was Houston Oaks when I spoke for him.
Oh, yeah.
When we first started, yeah.
Anyway, where do you see it? On Wednesday. We're going to be out there live. And then we're going to be at East River 9 on Friday.
Are you putting all these golf events together?
I actually didn't have anything to do with any of them. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
I love going out to East River.
I did the Chevron.
They have good food at East River.
I did the Chevron, right? Yeah, right. Amateurs, I'm in. Okay. No, it's not amateur, Raheel. That's awful. You're just an awful person saying stuff like that.
Why can't we just have a serious sports show?
We can't. No, we
try to have a serious sports show, and then people bring up Mariah Mills. I don't even remember who brought that up.
I think.
Yeah, it was a caller, I think. And we try to have a really serious sports show, and we try to just maybe have some laughs along the way, make some friends. And then, you know, this stuff happens.
Yeah.
Right? This stuff happens, and it derails the show somehow.
I love that when they say, you know what, we'll inform and entertain, and I think we'll have some laughs along the way.
If I ever die, it's going to be from something having to do with dumb radio stuff like that.
Hey, we had a woman champion this weekend.
Yeah, the Belmont.
You want to play it? Play it, RJ. Can we play anything? Is the computer? How's the computer? Is it dead, RJ?
RJ, does your mic work?
Is your
mic working, RJ? Speak into it. Let's make sure.
Okay. RJ, can you play the Belmont Stakes for us? And I didn't know when I watched it. I didn't know this woman is in the stands. She's screaming, and she just passes out when Archangel wins the race.
Her name is Gina Antonucci.
Oh, one of my peeps.
I know. How do you not know her name?
I love that about her. And
Gina Antonucci became the first female trainer to win a Triple Crown race. That's more than a century. Horse racing has been going on for more than a century. And she's the first to do it in over 100 years.
Wow, nice.
First ever.
How about that? Let's hear her.
Here she was in the interview afterwards.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what I was asking if you had that.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, a typical woman, she just kept saying the same thing over and over. Yeah.
No, she said, never give up. And if you can't find a seat at the table, make your own table. Which is good. That was, I tell you what, man, there's nothing more fun. I don't care the stakes of the race. It can be anything. I used to go sneak over to Jefferson Downs whenever I was in Louisiana. I worked at a daiquiri and creams place, drive-through daiquiris. And so whatever money I made, I would immediately just go to the track and play at the track. If I made $36, I would go there and start making $36 worth of bets immediately. And there is nothing better than sweating a horse down the stretch. Come off. Like I used to see all these guys, these yats, you know, where you at? The Louisiana, you know, West Bank. Come on, four. Come on, four. Come on, four. Let's go, four. Go to the
That's
whip.
Horse racing.
Go to the whip. And you're screaming the whole time.
And you say the same thing
Let's
over.
Let's go, three. Let's go, three. Come on, three. Yeah. Let's go, three. Kick it up, three.
Yeah.
And you just yell for the entire you know, finishing kick. That's what you do. There's nothing more exciting than when your horse is either hanging on for dear life or coming up from behind and you're trying to, and you know you're getting ready to cash or you got a chance to cash. It's one of the best / worst feelings in the world.
And when it's your horse and you're the first female trainer ever, nicely done. Congratulations to her. Yeah, but that is a horse racing thing. You say the same thing over and over and over and over again. And it's not just because she was a woman. I mean, somebody.
No, that's
I don't know
a
who
horse
said
thing.
That, but somebody said that.
Yeah, see what's happening to this show?
Yeah.
People are saying crazy stuff on this show.
I don't know who said that.
People are derailing this show.
857 ESPN 97.5. Is Ryan here yet? Is he in the house? Does anybody know? No? They're waiting? They're here? They're here? Oh, they're downstairs? Oh, okay. Oh, we're downstairs waiting. I got you. All right. Well, as soon as Ryan Presley and Veritex Bank get here, we'll let you know. But keep on listening right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, John Daspit is what we're talking
John
about.
Daspit is, John Daspit is living his best life right now on a beach out in Florida. But here's the thing. He is getting ready to make it back. And when he does, it's going to be full steam ahead. It's not stopping work from getting done with his law firm, Daspit Law. Is the law company who has been in business for a few years now, and they're already John is winning at such an inordinate rate that he is continuing to get bigger and better. He continues to put money into NIL programs. He has got a really cool, I'm not going to mention it yet, but he's got something really cool that he's going to be doing. He's expanding into other states. He's got 10 cities here in Houston where he works. Daspit Law is going to win for you. If you've been injured through someone else's negligence, let John Daspit fight for you. He understands what goes into this. He understands that the settlements that insurance companies try to give you are going to be lowball settlements, and he wants to get what's right and what's fair for you, and he does it, and he is really good at it. DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.